All right. Well, quick turnaround here with trying to watch a Kansas City game, look at some of the things from the game, and then move on to Philadelphia. So they're the Eagles are in an outstanding team, well coached. They're obviously mentally tough. They've hung in through a lot of tough situations, and they're a talented team in all three phases of the game. They're very explosive. They can really, they've done everything well. Run the ball, thrown the ball, defended the run, rushed the passer, turned it over, kick returns. So, we got a lot to get ready for here. Team we haven't played in a while. We've seen them in preseason, but it's not quite the same. And got to turn around in a short week and get ready for a good football team that does a lot of things. So, this will be a big challenge for us this week.
So have you ever coached a player who spikes with such power as Gronkowski does?
I don't think so. He's drilling for a while.
when teams focus...
There.
What's that?
Kind of like, Brady spike in the snow game, although that was a pretty bad spike, though, when he fell down. Same kind of... Knocked the air out of the ball.
When teams double West roll to him or put a lot of attention, how big of a weapon is Gronkowski? And do you think that will maybe make teams think twice about focusing so much on West?
Of course, any team we play, we have to be ready for whatever they do, and teams take different approaches to defending us, just like everybody else does. We take different approaches than other teams do to defending them. So, I think the bottom line is your overall productivity, and that's what's really important. Not who it comes from, but whether or not your team can produce it. So, moving the ball, scoring points. Hopefully, we can use our different ways offensively to be productive, and however that is, and that's. Again, not really important which person is producing. More important that the offense as a whole is producing. So everybody's got to be ready to go. Everybody expect contributions from everybody. Sometimes it'll be more from some one guy, group of guys, or one guy than another. But some of that's reflective of opportunity, and of course, some of it's reflective of performance. And great thing about Gronk last night was he took a couple plays that had a few yards to him, but turning big plays with his ability to break tackles there in the secondary and run through people. So the run for catch was huge in his production last night.
Bill, can you just talk about the ripple effect a defensive line when it plays well can have on the rest of the defense going back?
Well, it all starts up front. I mean, those guys are involved in every play. It's a lot of plays that some of the people in the secondary or in the perimeter of the defense are less involved in. It's not saying they're not important. I'm not saying that, but not every play. The corner's not involved in every play. Outside linebacker's not directly involved in every play. But every play, you've got to handle people in the interior part of the defense, the middle linebacker, guys like that. They basically are part of every play. So the more they can control their area or their responsibility. It's something that offensively you've got to deal with those guys on every single play.
Bill, we just talked to Bill O'Brien, and we were talking about how Wes may have had at least a quiet night when it came to the score sheet, but he was doing an awful lot of things maybe away from the football to help the team win. What are some of the things, after getting a chance to watch the film, what are some of the things that stood out for you about Wes's performance that maybe didn't necessarily show up in the box score?
Well, we grade players in the game based on them doing their assignment right and performing their responsibility on the play properly. And that's what they're graded on. So whatever a player's supposed to do, run around, block somebody, whatever it happens to be, if if they do what they're doing properly, then that's really all they can do. And the opportunities that they get, then you can evaluate those. But you know, if those opportunities go to somebody else, or you know, the running play, the production's going to show up with the running back, not the guys who are blocking, then that's, you know, that's the way it is. But yeah, I mean, Wes does, you know, he does a good job for us and has done a good job all year in terms of his route running, his assignments, his blocking, really pretty much whatever we ask him to do, we can count on him to do it and perform it well. And he's done that consistently. He did it last night.
Bill, speaking of Wes blocking, I can't remember, but I thought it was him blocking that sprung Edelman on the punt return. It looked like kind of a, I may be wrong, it looked like kind of a different look, where you have sort of a guy kind of standing in almost like the middle of the field, kind of serving as like a protector for the returner. Is it something you guys had just sort of added, or am I crazy?
No, we've used that from time to time. I don't think that block's going to go down as any one of the all-time greats or anything, but when you have two deep, you know, when you have two guys back there instead of one, it gives you the ability to cover the field better, handle short kicks, handle, you know, kicks to the side that the short returner's favoring, and keep your deeper guy, you know, really deep for the long balls, which, you know, Colquitt's, I mean, he's definitely a long ball punter, so, and it does give you a chance to double the gunner a little differently instead of having two guys on the line of scrimmage of short and deep, or that kind of thing, or sometimes he doesn't even have to take the gunner, he can take somebody else who's more dangerous, particularly the punter directional punts. So, you know, I think there's some advantages to it, obviously. There's, you know, you give up some things by being in a nine-man front, but we've done that over the years, and part of our package, and we used it at times, and we didn't use it at times.
One thing that Tom mentioned was that he wanted to get the ball to some of the outside receivers more, whether it's, you know, Dion or Ocho Cinco or Wes. Were the opportunities there? And what needs to be better as far as kind of maybe spreading it around a little bit?
Well, again, I think, not to speak for Tom, but I would think probably what he was referring to was, you know, when to add on to that, when the opportunity, you know, presents itself. And so
right.
That's a part of it. So we can, you know, we can definitely do a better job of taking advantage of our opportunities all the way across the board in the running game, in the passing game, inside, outside. I think we left some yards on the field, plays that we, if we executed better, I think we could have made more out of, but we didn't. So that's something that we have to work on, do a better job of, coach them better, execute them better. And so I think in the end that really it comes down to good execution when we have the opportunities, whether it's inside, outside, running game, whatever it is, that we have our very best execution so that we can have good production on those plays. And I think that's where, we didn't do a great job of that consistently in any area. We missed some plays in the running game. We missed some plays inside the passing game. We missed some plays outside the passing game. Hopefully we can make those.
Bill, I realize you prepare for the entire roster every week of an opponent.
Any other questions?
I think someone's trying to ask.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Is this a Vic Young question? Is that what that was?
Sounds like it.
Again, we have to be ready for every player that's on the roster, and you know, even whoever's in the game to start the game, we all know that could be a different player on the second or some other play of the game. So we'll prepare for, you know, for all three quarterbacks, and maybe later in the week, you know, we'll be able to zero in more on, you know, one than another, but we need to be ready for all of them anyway, especially the two that, you know, played the most here, you know, with Young and Vic. Both can run, have good scrambling ability, both have real big arms, can throw the ball down the field as far as they need to. Both guys have done the things offensively that you need to do to be productive and win, make decisions, keep pass plays on third down in the red area, scramble, get out of trouble, play action, so forth. So I think they're both good. Whichever one we get, we'll have to defend based on, you know, right-handed, left-handed, but I don't think there's a big play preference for one over the other. Say it's minimal at best that they run their offense, and both guys do a good job of it. Both guys have been productive, and they have a lot of weapons to utilize, and they do a good job of getting them the ball. So we'll hopefully be ready for all the players.
All right. Thank you, Coach.